Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we are going to be looking at the letter M, and M makes the sound of mmm. I'm super excited for this activity today. I just want you to remember it's called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your crayon or your pencil, I want you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it's all good. If you need to finish coloring something or writing something at the end of the activity, then you can. Okay, let's get started. Let's find our pencil and let's write our name at the top of our paper. Remember to write neatly so we know who you are. We can make sure that we can find and read your name. I am Mrs. Oldham. So boys and girls, when you finish writing your name, go ahead and put your pencil down because you're not going to need it for a while. We are going to do some coloring first. All right. So at the top of your page, you'll see a picture, and there are some objects in that picture that begin with the letter M and say, We're going to look for some of those. Can you start looking for some of those? Okay. I see the moon. Moon begins with the letter M and it says mmm. So we're going to color our moon. Let's find our yellow crayon and let's color the moon yellow. Ready, go. So moon, at the beginning of the word you hear moon. It's almost like I'm mooing, like I'm a cow, but I'm not. I'm Mrs. Oldham. So moon begins with the letter M and it says mmm. So moon. M, moon, mmm. M, moon, mmm. Yep, that's our letter for the day. And moon begins with our letter. When you are finished coloring the yellow moon, you can put your yellow crayon down. I'm finished. So I'm going to put my yellow crayon down, but I'll give you a few more seconds if you need it. I'm going to count down. I'm going to give you 5 more seconds. When I get to the end, I want you to put your crayon down, finished or not. Ready? 5, 4, 3, 2, finished or not? 1. Please put down your yellow crayon. Thank you for following directions. Let's look for another picture at the top, another object at the top that has the letter M at the beginning and says mmm. Do you see what I see? Do you see the mouse? Me too. He's under the table. Let's find a gray crayon. If you can't find a gray crayon, you could use your black crayon and color really lightly, or you could even use your pencil. That's my tip for you today. When you color with your pencil, it makes a nice gray color. So if you can't find a gray crayon, use your pencil. So let's color the mouse gray. Mouse begins with the letter M. M, mouse, mouse. You can hear it at the beginning. Mouse. So I'm going to say M, mouse, Now you try it. M, mouse, Try it on your own. Good. M, mouse, Mouse and moon both start with the letter M and they begin with the mmm sound. Okay, I hope this mouse is friendly. I don't really like mice. They're okay if they're not in my house, I guess. Ugh. This one's kind of cute though, but he's big. This is a big mouse. I'm finished coloring my mouse. I'm going to put down my gray crayon. Or my pencil that I was coloring to make it gray. And I would like you to put your crayon down or your pencil down in 5 seconds. 4 seconds. Don't panic. You can finish at the end. It's okay. 3, 2, and 1. Please put down your crayon. Let's see. Should we color the grass? Does the word grass begin with the letter M? Mm? Does it say M at the beginning of grass? No, we're not going to color the grass. How about the muffin? The muffin. It looks pretty yummy, doesn't it? That looks like a yummy muffin. Well, let's pretend that that muffin is a chocolate chip muffin. Mm-mm-mm. So let's color the top part of the muffin, the fluffy part of the muffin, brown. The fluffy part. Ready? Go. So muffin begins with the letter M. We're coloring it brown. Muffin. M, muffin, mmm. M, muffin, mmm. And when I see that muffin, I think, mmm, I think I want it. Mmm, it smells so good. It makes me say the sound of M because I want it. Mmm, I bet it tastes good. Okay, so we're coloring the top part of our muffin, which begins with the letter M, muffin, brown. I have finished coloring the top part of my muffin. I colored really neatly. I'll give you a few more seconds to color the muffin. Take 5 more seconds. 5, 4, and a 3, and a 2, and a 1. Please put down your brown crayon. And can you find your black crayon? We need to make some chocolate chips in this muffin. Yummy, yummy in my tummy. Let's make some black chocolate chips in the muffin. Go ahead and put some black chocolate chips on top of your brown part. Little black specks. Little black dots. You make as many as you want. Go ahead. We'll make it look like a chocolate chip delicious muffin. Mm-mm-mm. And when we say mm-mm-mm, we're saying the letter M sound. Because M says what? Yep. Mmm. Exactly. Mmm. For muffin and mouse and moon. Okay, you can put down your black crayon. That's plenty of chocolate chips. Put down your black crayon. Yes, you too. Ready? Put it down in 3 seconds. 2 and 1. Thank you for following directions. Okay, let's color the bottom part of the muffin. It's like in a cupcake liner. Do you know what I mean? In a muffin liner, the paper that you do not eat. Don't eat the paper. Let's color that muffin liner. Let's color it some kind of blue. I'm going to use a light blue, like a turquoise blue. Let's color the liner, the wrapper paper, blue on the muffin. So this is the bottom part of the muffin. You don't eat this part because it's inside of paper. It's inside of the paper. Don't eat the paper. Yuck. But the muffin, you can eat the muffin. And muffin starts with what letter, boys and girls? You got it. It starts with the letter M. And M says what sound? Muffin. I've got a moon and a muffin and a mouse. I think the mouse wants the muffin, but I'm gonna eat it. Oh yeah, I'm gonna eat it. I say, mm-mm-mm, get me that muffin. I don't want the mouse to get my muffin. Okay, I finished coloring the paper on my muffin. I'm putting down my blue crayon. I'll give you a few more seconds so you can make it nice and neat. In 3 and 2. And 1, put down your blue crayon, please, finished or not. All right, should we color the table? Does the word table begin with the M sound? Mm-mm-mm. Table, table. No, we're not going to color the table. How about the stars? Stars. Should we color the stars? Does that begin with the M sound? No, it does not. How about mug? Mug. Yes. Boys and girls, do you see the two mugs on the table? They might be filled with milk, which also begins with the letter M. They might be filled with milk. Milk and a muffin. Mm-mm-mm. Let's color one of the mugs red. Find your red crayon, some kind of red crayon. Let's color the mug next to the moon. The one that's by the moon, let's color that mug red. Ready? Go. Color the mug by the moon red. So the mug is red, and mug begins with the letter M, and it says mmm. Mug says mmm. M, mug, mmm. M, mug, mmm. That's right. And there might be some milk in there. I don't want the mouse to get the milk either. No siree, no. Mmm, it's all for me. Oh, me begins with the letter M. It's all for me. Okay, finish coloring your red mug. And then put your crayon down. In 5 seconds, 4 seconds, 3, 2, and 1. Let's color the other mug, the one that's far away from the moon. Let's color that one green. I'm going to use my light green, but you can use any kind of green you want. Okay, color it green. So we have mug, me, my. There's a muffin and a mug of milk. There's a muffin and there's 2 mugs of milk. We don't want the mouse to get our muffin. We don't want the mouse to get our mug of milk. And the moon is so pretty with the light shining on the muffin and the mug. Oh, I'm just making stuff up as I go, but it's all about the letter M, which makes the sound of M. Okay, boys and girls, finish coloring that green mug. I'm finished. Give you a few more seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Please put down all your crayons. We're finished coloring for now. And will you pick up your pencil? We're going to do a little bit of writing. Boys and girls, find number 1 at the bottom of your page. We're going to go across the page. Don't go down. We're going to go across sideways. We're on number 1. You're going to see 3 capital M's in a row, or 3 uppercase. You can call them uppercase M's in a row. We're going to trace them. Let's do it together. Number 1, trace the first M. It's a capital M. It says M. Trace it. Now trace the second M. Capital M. We're going across. Trace the second one. M says mmm. Go across. Trace the third one. M says mmm. That's a capital uppercase M. Scoot across. There's a blank line. Do you know what I want you to do? Yes, I want you to write your very own capital M. Go ahead and write your very own capital M. Write neatly. Take your time. Okay. Scoot across. Write another capital M for extra practice. Writing uppercase M. M says mmm. And then scoot across. There's 1 more line. I want you to write 1 more capital M. Go ahead and do it. Capital M, uppercase M. It says mmm. Okay, we're going to start number 2. There are 3 lowercase M's in a row. Do you see them? We're going to trace the lowercase M's. Ready? Let's trace the first one. M says mmm. Scoot over. Trace the second one. M says mmm. Trace the third one. M says mmm. Scoot over. Oh no, teacher, there's nothing on the line. It's blank. Whatever shall I do? Do you know what to do? Yes, you're going to write your own lowercase m. Go ahead and do it. Lowercase m. M says mmm. Scoot over. Write it again. M says mmm. And then on the very last line, write it 1 more time for extra practice. Lowercase m. M says mmm. Good job. Okay, number 3. If you look at number 3 and look across, there are a whole bunch of letters, dark black letters. I want you to find the capital M's and circle them. We're on number 3. Don't circle any letters that you traced or letters that you wrote. We're looking at the dark black letters on number 3. Circle any capital M's that you see. Go down the line and look for them. Okay, I found mine. Did you find yours? How many did you circle on number 3 that are capital M's, uppercase M's? Me too. I found 3 too. All right, let's stay on number 3 and circle the lowercase M's. Find the lowercase M's. Again, don't circle anything you wrote or anything you traced. Stay on number 3, the dark black letters. Go down the line. How many lowercase M's did you circle? I did 2, 3. So we have 3 capital M's and 3 lowercase M's on number 3. Okay, we're ready for number 4. Almost finished. You're doing amazing. There are pictures on number 4. I am going to tell you the name of the picture, and if it begins with the M sound, I want you to circle it. Here we go. The first picture is a mailbox. Mailbox. Does that begin with the letter M? Yes, it does. Circle it. The next picture is a monkey. Monkey. Do you hear the letter M? I do too. Circle it. The next picture is an elephant. Elephant. Does that begin with the letter M? No, leave it alone. The next picture, oh my goodness, it's a monster. Monster. Do you hear the letter M? I do too. Monster. The next picture is a goat. Goat. Do you hear the letter M? Me neither. And the last picture is igloo. Igloo. Do you hear the letter M at the beginning? Igloo. Nope, leave it alone. So our 3 pictures are mailbox, monkey, monster. Friends, we finished the whole activity. You rock, I roll, together we rock and roll. Have a great day. Thanks for hanging out with me. See you soon.